1. Don't freak out. 2. We both know this has been coming for a long time. 3. I have been staying awake at nights wondering if I should tell you. 4. I bought the kind of crackers you like. They're in the hall cupboard. 5. Now that we have watched all the episodes of True Blood, I don't know what to do next. 6. I have just been too afraid for too long. 7. This is the kind of thing where waiting for the time to be right would just mean waiting forever. It's the kind of thing no one else can help you decide. 8. I came home on Thursday and found all of the chairs in the house stacked in a pile in the center of my kitchen. I don't know how long they have been like that, but it must have been me that did it. It is the kind of thing a ghost might do to prove to the living he is still there. I am haunting my own apartment. 9. My grandmother was still alive when I was 5 years old. One time, she told me to check if the iron was hot enough yet, so I pressed my hand against it, and it was red and screaming for hours. 25 years later, she would still sometimes apologize in the middle of conversations. "I feel so bad for making you touch the iron," she would say, as though it had just happened. I cannot imagine how we forgive ourselves for all the things we didn't say until it was too late. But how else do you tell if something is hot but to touch it? 10. I imagine my furniture in your apartment. 11. I wonder how many likes this will get on Facebook. 12. My dad always used to tell the same joke, but I can't remember the punchline. 13. I was 8 years old. It took me 3 weeks, 3 8-year-old weeks, imagine, to gather everything I needed to be Batman. Rope, boomerangs, a Mardi Gras mask with the beads cut off. I couldn't find a cave near my house, so I buried them all in a bundle under the ivy. For years after, I tried to find that spot again, but the ivy grew too fast. I searched in so many spots, it seemed impossible I had missed any, but I never found it. How can something be there and then just not be there? How do we forgive ourselves for all the things we did not become? 14. I was never bold enough to buy bright green sheets. I wanted them, but always thought they were too brash, even with only me to see them. I bought a set yesterday and put them on the bed. I knew that you would like them.